responsibilities did you have when you were growing up?
You're talking about chores.
Chores at home, or if you worked to earn money?
Oh, you babysat because it was the only way you got any money. I mean, you always had dusting and stuff like that. And one big job we had all the time, of course, was bringing in the winter wood. That would get delivered onto the front boulevard. Cords and cords and cords of it. And at least in our neighborhood, you had to get it in before dark. Otherwise, all the neighbors would have pointed fingers at you. So mom, dad, and whatever kids you had, you got out there and the wheelbarrow, and that got wheeled in and stacked before nightfall. And it just had to be that way. And it went on, because even after Dan and I were married, we did the same. That wood got dumped out there. It was stacked before we went to bed. Mm-hmm. All split, ready for the winter.
Okay. Babysitting was really your only
way of getting any money. Well, we were in those days. Now, by the time I got up to grade between 11 and 12 is when I actually earned my first money. And I went to work in a dry goods store down on Kingsley, run by a man called Mr. Pittman. He also had a store at Jubilee, where his daughter ran. And I worked there 5.5 days a week. Excuse me. And I worked from, it would be 9 in the morning till 5, with an hour for lunch. And I worked to 1 o'clock on Saturday, and I made $5 a week. So that wasn't quite a dollar a day. But I thought I was rich, and when I went back to school for grade 12, I had saved out of that, which I must have earned, I figured, about $45. I had saved $35, and you wouldn't believe the amount of things I was able to buy to go back into grade 12 with. I was so pleased with myself. And in grade 12, I got a job across the street from the Burnaby South High School, which was on Kingsway in those days. There was Ann Reed, had a candy shop. Now, I don't know how she got the ration for her sugar to run a candy shop then, but she did. And she used to make toffee and, most of toffee, because she had big sheets of it. And I would go, she had another job, so at lunch, she'd left me a key, and I would go over and open up the store and break this up, make it into little 5 and 10 cent, 15 cent bags, and the kids would come over, and I ran a little business. But you know, I can't remember. I think I earned about $2.50 a week for doing that, which was pretty good compared to what I'd earned in the summer. Mm-hmm. What's more, I got to eat the candy.
Okay. Did you get an allowance from your family at all?
When I was in public school, no. But when I had high school, I got 50 cents a week. The reason I remember that is because I was exactly 3 miles from our house to the high school. 3 miles. If we took the tram, it cost us 5 cents each way. If I took the tram 5 days a week, there was my 50 cents. But I had to take my Sunday school allowance out of that. And if I wanted to go to the show, it's a 12 cents. I don't know, a local show at that time. I didn't have any money. So my friends and I used to walk, unless it was really bad weather. But right at Jubilee, Crosses Imperial, there was a little store, two little sisters ran it. It was a bake shop, and they used to make those wonderful cupcakes. And again, it's wartime, so we didn't have much sweet stuff. And every once in a while, even if we were trying to save the nickel by walking, we would go in there and buy a cupcake, and we made up this little poem. A ride walked is a cream puff bought. We thought we were Shelley or one of those wonderful poets, but anyway, I've never forgotten it.
Good. Okay, that actually sort of moved into the next question, which is what you spent your money on.
Well, that was one thing. But that would be it. A ride, a show, and my Sunday school, and saved a little bit up for presents, you know, birthdays and Christmases and things. And luckily, things weren't too expensive.
Okay. Other things in the community, like church and community groups and things like that, were you involved in any?
Very much
any
with
of those?
With the Henderson Jubilee Church was the one, and that was a split church. Jubilee was at Jubilee, and we had the evening services there, and the morning services over at Henderson. Eventually, the two churches joined. We only had the one. So I went to Sunday school there and was in the Young Pieces people at the CGIT. And then when I was about 16, I started teaching Sunday school, which I did well into my 40s. Ran their summer school, and I was quite involved with the church at that time.